100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:33, we are getting an early preview of the latest when it comes to Emporia High's theater productions, The Drowsy Chaperone. And we're looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, a little preview here this morning with Casey Hastings. She heads the theater department at Emporia High School, and we have a couple of the actors with us. Orion Turner and Laura Baldwin are with us. But first, Casey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. Orion, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And Laura, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, Casey, before we get started here on exactly when and where The Drowsy Chaperone is going to be taking place, I saw a post here that this is your favorite production or your favorite musical to produce. And is that right?
It is. Yeah, I actually had the chance to be in it about 12 years ago and just had the most memorable, fun experience with it. So it is. It's my favorite.
What makes this, you said you had so much fun, but what is it about this particular play that really drew you?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story where you've got a play happening within a play. And so you get to make fun of musical theater a little bit, and you kind of have to if you are a huge musical theater lover. There are like just strange things that only happen in the theater, and so the character that Laura Baldwin is playing just brings you into all of those inside jokes. So if you are a theater lover, a theater person, this musical is right up your alley because it just kind of lets you enjoy those moments.
Well, it's only a couple of weeks away, March 3rd through the 5th, 7 p.m. at the Emporia High School Auditorium. Well, Laura, Casey kind of led you into what you're going to be doing. Tell us about your character and how a rehearsal's been going.
So I play the man in chair, and the man in chair kind of acts as the narrator for the show. He is a theater lover to an insane degree, and he really particularly loves the show The Drowsy Chaperone, which is the musical that ends up going on within the play. And he's very dry, very sardonic, and I think he's going to be a lot of fun for audiences to watch. Rehearsals have been going great. It's really, really fun working with this cast in particular because it's a lot of people that I really love and I've been working with for a long time. But yeah, it's just been fun to see everyone work together to put on this awesome show.
Orion, tell us about your character and really your role in the play.
Yeah, so my role is very interesting. Obviously, Laura mentioned she plays the narrator, and the interesting part about my role is I really have no knowledge of the narrator's existence. I am the groom, so I'm to marry Janet Van de Graaff, who is this dashing star and celebrity, and I would say a common folk. I'm just a normal person. And so my role in the show is to kind of be this naive, fun guy who also tap dances for like 20 minutes.
How much fun is that, and how hard of an exertion is that to be doing that much tap dancing during the show?
Well, it's absolutely a blast. Me and my co-star Johnny have had a great time kind of putting that together, and so it is absolutely very challenging to have the stamina and strength to do it. And actually, I don't want to spoil too much, but at the beginning of the play, we do this big tap number, and you know, Johnny's character, my best man, goes, "Oh, Robert, you know, that's too dangerous. Why you ought to do something safe before your wedding day? Put a pair of roller skates on, and also we don't want you to see your bride, so why don't you put a blindfold on?" So for a good part of the show, I'm blindfolded and roller skating around.
Blindfolded, roller skating, tap dancing. What about the singing aspect?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, everybody sings in the show except for Laura's character, who is narrating it. And the music is splendid because it draws a lot of inspiration from, you know, 1920s musical theater. And it's really fascinating to me in that regard because this is a contemporary show. It was released in recent years. However, the music would not lead you to believe that. The music is absolutely classic musical theater family fun.
Casey, let's talk a little bit about the set and you know, the design work and some of the other things that are going to help the play pop here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I have to give a shout out. I have a parent volunteer who has come in, and he and I talked a lot about what my expectations were before the show, and he is nailing it. It's set in the apartment of Man and Chair, so we have a full apartment going up on stage, and so when you first come in to the auditorium to see it, you're going to see Man and Chair's cozy little apartment, and then throughout the play, you get to see all these fun little surprises where, as Laura's leading you through the story, the characters come on stage and a random set piece will appear that wasn't there before. And so she's really guiding you through her imagination. And so the set kind of morphs with the imagination of that character. And, you know, we may be landing an aircraft on stage at one point, and we have a few little surprises.
So, Casey, what about this cast? Obviously, when we're talking about a musical, you know, talent has to come to the forefront. How good is this group?
You know, the neat thing about this musical is it's a smaller cast. So it's got about 14 main players, but then we just have a pretty small ensemble, about 7 students in the ensemble. So it's for us, a pretty small cast, especially in my experience so far at Emporia High School. So that has really fine-tuned the sound that you're going to get out of these students and what you're going to hear from the music. They sound really tight, and they have worked together really well. And then the dancing is also, I think it's just really emphasized how well these students can move and dance. Some of these really challenging dance numbers look fantastic. So there's some talent happening on stage. There's a whole number called Show Off, led by our leading actress, Sarah McDonald. And the whole song is her telling her fans that she will no longer be on the stage, and the entire time she's doing all of her old 1920s musical theater tricks and, you know, quick dress changes and that sort of thing. So it's challenging her as well, because that's a tough number to pull off. So,
All right. Casey, when is The Drowsy Chaperone again? How much are tickets, and where can we get our tickets?
Yeah, it's March 3rd through the 5th. So we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year. We're going to try out a Thursday night performance. And then it is at 7 p.m., and you can get tickets just at the door. We're not doing any pre-sales this year, so just come to the door about 30 minutes before curtain.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for kids. EHS students and staff are free to attend.
All right. Well, great job. Good luck with this. Big
Thank
three
you.
Nights. Yeah, March 3rd through the 5th. Orion, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Laura, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for being here this morning. Casey, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, y'all stay safe and warm today, all right?
Yes.
All righty, so Casey Hastings, who heads the theater department at Emporia High School, with students and actors Orion Turner and Laura Baldwin. It is The Drowsy Chaperone at Emporia High School, March 3rd through the 5th at 7 p.m. in the E-High Auditorium, Chuck.
Yep, and my daughter is... She's been very happy about all of the different plays that she's been involved with as a freshman, but I haven't seen her as giddy about The Drowsy Chaperone as she is.
Oh,
so,
your daughter's a part of the crew, huh? Cast and crew?
She's got a small part, kind of a vital part, but a small part here as a one of the actresses. So she
is
looking forward to it, and we're going to be proud parents and posting an awful lot on social media on this.
Well,
one.
So you will be attending The Drowsy Chaperone then, won't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and you should too. I want to let you know here too that don't forget that, you know, as we look at the live and local calendar, obviously tomorrow we don't have a Newsmaker 2, but we do have What's in Outdoors with Phil.